on the next episode with Antonio.
Thank you, keysforkids.org, for this daily devotional. Practice makes perfect. Read Philippians 2, verse 1 through 4, and Titus 3, verse 1 through 2. As his parents discussed plans for the coming weekend, Nolan took another helping of potatoes. "Hey, pass the gravy," he said, interrupting their conversation. "And the salt, too." Dad frowned at him. "Didn't you notice that your mother and I were talking? You interrupted us. And whatever happened to saying, please?" "Well, sorry," said Nolan, "but I need more gravy." Mom shook her head. "Nolan, you're being very rude. That's been happening too much lately." Nolan rolled his eyes. "It's not like we're out in a restaurant or at somebody's house or anything." "You mean you'd use better manners in a restaurant?" asked Dad. "Sure," said Nolan. "I try to remember to be polite when I'm with other people. But you don't expect me to be all proper around here at home, do you?"
"Well, you certainly do," said Mom.
"You seem to think that you only need to have good manners when you're with other people, Nolan. But that's not true. Being polite and respectful is one way to show others that we care about them. And that's important all the time, especially at home."
"Right," said Dad. "Developing good manners helps us think about others and how their actions affect them. It's one way we can show people the love of Jesus by putting their needs above our own. And home is the best place to practice."
Nolan frowned.
"Practice?"
"Practice," said Dad. "A football player practices to get ready for the Super Bowl. And a figure skater practices to get ready for the Olympics. And here at home, you can practice being thoughtful and respectful, so you'll be ready to interact with others at school or in the neighborhood or literally anywhere else. Your mom and I will help you practice good manners here at home. And God will help you think of others and how you can show love and concern for them." He paused.
"They say practice makes perfect, you know."
"Well, I'm really sorry I was rude," murmured Nolan. Dad smiled. "Apology accepted, son. I think you understand what we're saying. Do you have any questions?"
Nolan looked down at his plate and grinned.
"Yeah. Can I please have some more of that delicious gravy?"
"Show respect at home. Key verse. Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith." Galatians 6, verse 10.
Does your behavior at home show respect and consideration of others? Or do you think that having good manners doesn't really matter around your family? Your home is the place God has provided for you to learn and practice behavior that shows love and kindness towards others, even your family. Let him help you be considerate and respectful at home, so you'll be prepared to think of others wherever you are.